Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's that time of the week. Love it or hate it.
Yeah.
I think we're like 60% love, 40% hate.
I think we pushed past the halfway part.
Yeah.
I think definitely above it.
I think we're winning some folks over. So there's a choice before we get to picks. You want to go colon or you want to go hat?
Let's get the hat out of the way.
Okay. Yeah. So when did pom-poms on hats become cool? I really love wearing hats, and I'm pom-pom-less, and I feel a little naked.
Yeah, you look like you're missing an important part of the hat.
I feel like a charity case.
It looks like a prophylactic on top of your head.
Yeah, really. It's
got a reservoir tip.
A baby
and for
bottle.
Our younger demographic, meaning, you know, people from the ages of 50 to 65. No, prophylactic, like my head looks like a condom.
Yeah,
yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Oh, good. That's what I was going for. No, but seriously, I used to make fun of my dad for a pom-pom hat, and then everything.
I'm wearing a pom-pom hat, and they're very much back in style again.
It's been a solid decade since they've been back.
I know.
You know.
You can sew a pom-pom onto that hat to make it look like it's hip again.
You seem like an arts and crafts guy.
It would take me a half a day.
Hot glue gun, baby.
I can't do fractions with my son, and I can't do pom-poms. So you and I are like brother sister on the colon side of things now.
Did you just have a colonoscopy too?
I did like a month ago.
Yeah. I went for my colonoscopy endoscopy.
Well, which one is that?
Ooh.
I have both ends, two for one.
That goes in the front of the mouth.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
Mark the shark.
The giggle bus is here.
This guy has interviewed everyone on the planet and is not sure where the endoscopy goes.
Yeah.
My bunghole, what is
it? Is that your ear?
What does an endoscopy look for?
Heartburn related issues,
gastrointestinal.
This is great talk. So you had something happen at your colonoscopy?
So I'm on this
pooped a lot.
This medication. Oh, okay, I'm on a particular medication. It's an injectable medication. Apparently the medication causes severe constipation and backup. Okay. Well, and my gastroenterologist, she knows this. Right? She knew what medication I was on. She gave me the cleanse, one day cleanse. Okay, one day cleanse. I go to my colonoscopy. I come out of the propofol. She's like, yeah, I saw the lower half of the colon, but the upper half of the colon completely backed up. You're going to have to come back in 6 months. You got to do a 2 day cleanse because that medication you're on really backed you up. I told you it was backing me up.
So you needed a stronger dose of
Miralax. I need the 2 day Miralax, not the 1 day Miralax.
She needs an excavating crew.
And you were still on the can for a while.
I was. Are you kidding me? Salt? No. I'm telling him I couldn't get up for. My kids were burning the house down. I couldn't come downstairs to see why the fire. I'm not lying when I say the fire alarm was going off in my home while they were trying to make a grilled cheese.
And you're like, I'm going down with it.
I'm going down with the ship, man.
She said ship.
Yeah, she
said ship.
Titanic.
With a P. She said ship man. With a P.
It's not the only thing that was on fire that day, was it?
All right.
So, but my lower colon looked beautiful.
Beautiful.
Said. No problems.
Like to put it in a museum.
The endoscopy, not so much. I have GERD or whatever that is.
Your colon had like a Mason-Dixon line. Gotta cross it. Gotta cross it. Get through it.
We can't see above Maryland.
All right, let's move on from the poopy jokes and get to the football. Mark the shark.
With his stupid bunghole jokes.
He loves that. Any chance to bring it up, he does. I think I've heard it 17 times since I started working here.
His favorite show is Beavis and Butthead. The guy hasn't actually graduated from high school mentally. So that's his go-to reference.
He's clearly not disagreeing with you.
No. He's all in.
By the way, Salt, you went 0-4 last week.
Yes!
Ooh! Is that good?
If you're me, it's good because it's not 0-6 like I did the week before. But everyone else went 2-2. So right now,
Who's the kid that dropped the ball right for Jacksonville just before he was going to score?
Oh no!
Nobody remember that guy's name.
Nobody's going to remember
the ball.
He's hoping no one remembers the name.
Wait, I thought Jacksonville covered. They covered.
Well, they would have if the guy.
No, they covered.
The touchdown.
Didn't they lose by 7? It was 8.5.
Jacksonville.
They covered, dude. Yeah. You had KC anyway.
Call your bookie.
You're going to win. Man.
Make, no,
get your money.
Mark, you had Kansas City. You had Kansas City.
Kansas City was given 8.5.
Yeah, and you picked Kansas City. I have it in the book.
I did pick Kansas City.
How's your lower colon?
What is wrong with you? All right, Mark, I'm going to have you start off. We're going to do the pick the game by the spread, and we're going to do over-under. Now,
okay,
Christine, do you know?
Yeah.
What the over-under is.
No. I don't know what any of this is, and okay. I don't care.
Okay, stop saying that.
I don't care.
Can't you just say, I don't know what it is?
But I don't care.
Why do you have
even
to add that I don't care?
Because I don't care. You're asking me if I know what it is,
but you established
really
that on
care.
Day one. Why must you remind us?
Because it's what I do.
It's episodic radio. You should call back.
God, it's driving me bananas.
Really?
So you're fully invested, okay? You're all in.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we're not married. Can you imagine?
Yeah, we just wouldn't talk to each other.
There would be no Rice-A-Roni at that house.
Well, I'm not.
So it's like you guys are married.
That's not a lot different than what I got going on.
Can't even agree on hats. Yeah.
Hey, listen, over-unders, there's a number, and if you bet whether you think there's going to be more total points scored or fewer.
You already lost me.
So if I give a number of 46.
I don't get it.
Combined
and
score.
You take the over, you mean the combined score is going to be more than that.
Oh, my God, please stop.
Are you serious?
Yes.
She's got it. She's good.
San Francisco is going into Philly. Philly's favored by 2.5. Mark Christopher.
I am picking the San Francisco Giants to win that ball game.
But it's the 49ers, so I don't know why the Giants would be winning.
Yeah, this is football. What did you bring your grandfather down to make the picks?
I thought we were doing baseball.
Is Barry Bonds back?
What's going on here?
It's the San Francisco 49ers.
I was just going with it. I didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Sounded good to me.
Well, listen, I'm going to take San Francisco too. Okay, I'm taking San Fran. And is anybody else? I assume that I don't care what Christine's taking because she doesn't care.
I'm taking Philadelphia. No one can hurt the Eagles.
Well, except for an arrow.
Yeah. Or a shotgun. But that's fine.
A colonoscopy.
They don't need a full day. They just need like a 5-minute diuretic, and they're good.
I'm going with the Eagles.
How about you, boys?
Oh, man, this one, it's so tough when you get to this point.
Will the rookie soil himself or not is really the question.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go with Philly in this one, even though I
don't like Philly as a city, so that's. But I've underrated that team all year.
I grew up 30 miles outside of Philly.
Yeah, my stepdad's from Philly.
I hate the Eagles.
You hate their fans.
I love Philly. I think Philly's great.
I'm going to take the Niners.
All right.
I'm going to ride the Brock Purdy train, and I'll just take the over as well.
Oh, you're already.
Look at you jumping in there.
I'm on the over bandwagon. I'm an over guy.
I'm under.
You're under?
Under.
I'm not even asking Christine.
Under.
She's insulting me. This stuff means everything to me. My show, the balance of my show's success.
Should I go over or under? I don't know what I should do.
What do you like, over or under?
Do you think they're going to score more than 46 points between the two teams? That means each team's going to score roughly 23.5 points.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Thank you for explaining
okay,
it
there you
in
go.
A way
Whatever,
that I
was
understand.
That's a combined score.
What?
Yes, but I explained addition. It in a way that she understood.
She explained it in a way that
she's
makes sense to me.
She's my partner. Addition.
Yeah, I couldn't help my kids with third grade math.
My 4.5-year-old.
So basically, I said 2 plus 2, and he said 1 plus 1 plus 2, and
that
you thought,
made sense.
What are you taking?
The over.
Mark liked that.
It's good.
Oh my gosh! I don't know what to say.
This is the most combative segment.
I think
on
we
the
should
air.
Go back to colon talk.
Screw right wing, left wing. It's this is the
Seriously,
most combative.
Forget
segment.
About what you think about Senator Blumenthal. Yeah. The over under is a problem.
Oh my God,
I
want to
hear him read Taylor Swift lyrics again.
I think you'll get him to do that.
Yeah. We're gonna try.
I think so. Kansas City hosting Cincinnati. I went with the FanDuel odds here because it's more interesting. Kansas City was favored by 1, and people seem to think because of Pat Mahomes' leg. Since he's got a chance. So Cincinnati favored by 1.
Gotta go Cincy.
I'm on the bandwagon too.
I love it. I love what Cincy's doing.
Joe Burrow. Anyone not going with Cincy?
Didn't Cincinnati do snow angels after they beat the Bills?
Yes.
I thought that was such a flex. That was so good.
So you're into that?
I liked it. So I did. It was like in your face, in your own town.
Yeah.
least they didn't stomp on the logo of midfield. People would take out automatic weapons if that were.
Well, you know what? Just to be different, I'm going to go with Kansas City.
Oh, you are.
What? Why not? What
I already
hell?
Wrote down Cincinnati for you. Well, okay, Kansas City. And what about you, Mark?
Well, I'm going with Cincinnati.
Matt's holding on. Matt's got more of a sense of dramatic impact since he started this segment. Mm. He just stays quiet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then all attention turns to him, and we say Matt.
I like Cincinnati, man. The offensive and defensive lines just were a problem for the Bills last week.
We didn't ask for real analysis, but
blah,
that's okay.
Blah, blah, we'll take
it. It helps me know, Matt. Thank
line.
You.
Yeah, you understood that?
That made sense. He explains it in a very
so what
easy
did he
to
say?
Understand.
What did he say?
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
He said the offensive line, which is the equivalent of your mom.
Now I get it. I don't even know.
It's an offensive line. Nobody likes it when they say that.
Good stuff.
The defensive line is going to try to explain it away.
Oh, my God.
And the over-under, Christine, is 47.5.
Over?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry to all the women who are listening who are like, I understand this. This makes sense. You're not representing our gender. I do apologize.
Okay, good.
Because to me, really, this doesn't make any sense, and that's just me.
So maybe you could try harder.
Huh?
Huh?
Listen, I'm trying as hard as I possibly can right now.
This is the max effort you get.
Anyway, hey, so listen, who else got what? Over, under.
I'm going to go under again.
You're an under guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the under on this one as well.
You are. Mark?
Under, high ankle sprain. Mahomes, I'm going under.
I mean, if it's 27-23, it covers. I mean, I'm taking the over. I'm addicted to the over. Just like I'm addicted to you, Christine.
Yeah, got you.
Will you come back next week?
I can't quit you.
Are we doing something next week?
No, the week after.
2 weeks, yeah.
Can you believe
weeks.
People,
are we doing the Pro
Bowl? People have asked me in this building what we are going to do together after football season. And my first answer was
March Madness.
Nothing.
Yes. March Madness, of course.
That's the hockey tournament.
Right.
She knows they got a new floor at UConn.
Yeah, the Toscano Family Forum.
Yeah.
I just got pen on my only pair of pants that don't have a stain on them. I got to go.
Welcome to your son's life.
We'll talk to you next week.
Shaq, should we invite them to the Wolfpack game on the 18th?
Yeah, but they got to pay their own way.
No! That's why I got in radio.
All right, we'll talk about it off the air. Bye-bye.